The following are the names of six people killed at the Chatterton Massacre on the 26th of April, 1826. At the time, it was believed there were at least three other deaths after soldiers of the 60th Duke of York Rifles fired over 600 bullets into a crowd of over 3,000 protesters at Aiken's Mill, Chatterton. But the names and the exact number of the people killed on this fateful day remains unknown. James Lord was a young man aged 26. He was a fulling miller from Mill End at New Church in Rossendale. He was married with a family. After he threw a stone which hit Colonel Kearney, a senior army officer, he was shot at the same moment by two balls, one passing through his body, the other blowing off the back of his head. James was buried on the 13th of April at St. Nicholas with St. John New Church in Rossendale. At the inquest into six of the deaths at Chatterton, his killing was deemed justifiable homicide and was officially recorded as shot in mob. John Ashwood was a 27-year-old hand loom weaver from Haslingden. He was unmarried. He died after being shot through the abdomen outside of Aiken's Mill. John was buried on the 30th of April at St. James's of C of E Church, Haslingden. His death was recorded as shot in mob. James Rothledge, aged 22, was an unmarried handloom weaver from Hutchbank, Haslingden. He died instantly after he was shot through the breast and heart. James was buried on the 30th of April at St. James's of C of E Church, Haslingden. His death was recorded as shot in mob. Richard Lund was a 23-year-old blacksmith from Haslingden. He was married with a family. Richard had been involved in the destruction of power looms at Aiken's Mill, and as he was climbing out of a window at the back of the mill, he received a fatal wound in the stomach. Bleeding profusely, he struggled across the River Irwell, and when he reached the bank, he died unattended in agony. Richard was buried on the 29th of April at St. James's C of E Church, Haslingden. His death was officially recorded as shot in mob. Mary Simpson, a young woman, 23, was a weaver from Clough End, Haslingden. Mary had recently been married. She had made her way to Edenfield near Chatterton that morning to catch the coach to Manchester. However, because of the size of the 3,000-strong crowd earlier that morning, she was delayed and the coach to Manchester had left without her. Whilst waiting for the next coach, she went to see what was happening in Chatterton. As the soldiers dispersed the crowd, she was shot in left thigh, possibly by a stray shot or a ricochet, and bled to death. Mary Simpson was merely a bystander with no involvement in the uprising, yet the army claimed in the days following the massacre that she had been actively involved in the protests. She was buried on the 30th of April at St. James's of C of E Church, Haslingden. The inquest verdict was accidental death. James Waddacre, age 40, was from Alderbottom near the town of Ramsbottom. He was dresser at Wrighton's Mill at Dewden Clough, Edenfield. He was married with children. He was shot dead at close range by one of the British soldiers attempting to enter number 12 Chatterton Cottages, the dwelling of his friend Mrs. Becky Upton. He bled to death on the doorstep and died from his wounds a few minutes later. He was buried at Emmanuel Church, Holcombe. The inquest verdict into his death was willful murder by an unknown soldier.